Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show with your host, Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hey there, my friend, Steve Gamlin here. Welcome back to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show. Today's topic, pick your heroes wisely. They don't all wear capes. After watching yet another poor sideline performance by Dallas Cowboys player Greg Hardy, during which he actually shoved one of his own team's coaches, I found myself shaking my head for about the millionth time, wondering why people look up to athletes like him as their heroes. Now, some athletes do actually appear superhuman on the field, but what makes them heroes to me is what they do off the field. J.J. Watt is a gigantic player for the Houston Texans, and he recently spent part of his day at a children's hospital dressed as Batman. To me, and to the sick kids and their families, hero. According to an online dictionary, a hero is a person who is admired or idealized for courage, outstanding achievements, or noble qualities. Although I am a fan of many athletes, rock stars, celebrities, and hey, professional speakers, I actually prefer heroes who fly a little closer to the ground. Regular, everyday people who choose to act with nobility, integrity, and compassion. Last week, I saw a story about a young man at a skateboard park who, despite the foul-mouthed taunts of some of the teenagers there, spent his time teaching a little girl how to ride her skateboard. To me, and to that girl and her mom, he is a hero. Over the weekend, a friend of mine gathered and delivered a bunch of items, including food, can openers, gloves, other clothing, hand warmers, and more, to assist the homeless veterans helped by Liberty House in Manchester, New Hampshire. To me, and to the veterans, she is a hero. So how about you? Who do you hold up as your heroes, and why? Do they inspire you to be better, to fly higher, and to help others? And here's something else that's pretty cool. I bet you have been a hero to somebody else. Yeah, you! Ha ha! You don't need to wear a cape and tights to be a hero. You just need to breathe life into that definition I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Me? I don't need to be called a hero. And if I was, I'd probably shrink my tights in the dryer and get my cape stuck in the car door anyway. I just enjoy committing acts that reflect integrity and compassion. Believe me, the world needs all the heroes it can find. So go ahead, be one. I bet you will be super at it. Yeah, it's a bad joke. Till next time, thanks for listening to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show. Catch you soon.
Thank you for listening. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.